You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal.
Scoring the goals.
He shoots, he scores,
goal. Scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill and the72.co.uk. I'm Alex Dunn and I've been joined by Pete Farries to look ahead to the best of the weekend's action in the Championship. Seven games to go at in just a few moments. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Alex.
How the devil are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Very good indeed. And we've got some good stuff to look forward to, haven't we, this weekend. We've got four televised games for starters to go at, which is a rare treat, actually. Normally we get two if we're lucky, so four to go at, not too bad at all.
A third of the Championship fixtures this weekend on TV, eh?
No, yeah, that's true.
That's
yeah.
Not bad, is it?
That is true.
And on, to watch.
Well, on Sunday as well, there's only Norwich Palace in the Premier League, which is televised, so... You can watch Borough Leeds as your Premier League fix, if you like, as you could have done in years gone by, but not right now.
So no, neither side is good enough for that at the moment.
Shall we start with Huddersfield against Forest then, because we're recording this on Thursday morning, and this one is on Thursday evening. A rarity, but it is televised. Huddersfield are 6-4, the draw is 11-5, and Forest are in the betting at 19-10. I've been keen to be against Huddersfield so far this season, to be honest with you, Pete. But they have picked up of late. A win at Charlton, and then a good win at home to Bolton as well, who, granted, are pretty poor as well, but a win is a win. And Forest have also picked up a little bit. Yes, they lost at home to Middlesbrough last week, but played okay during that. And they'd be looking at this as an opportunity, granted, but so will Huddersfield, won't they?
Absolutely, but I'm not sure, Alex, on the outright of this, because like you say, Forest have picked up some decent wins and have plodded along okay. The likes of Nelson Oliveira have added a bit of quality there as well. Huddersfield look good. Back-to-back wins, scored six goals in two games, have conceded as well. But there are so many good sort of ancillary markets here. So starting off with over 2.5 match goals at 10-11. Landed in the last two Huddersfield games. It's landed three of the last five Forest games. And to be honest with you, Huddersfield concede and Huddersfield score. And at the moment, that's what they're doing. I mean, obviously going back against Cardiff, Huddersfield, even really Fulham, they're not really scoring tons of goals. But then, of the last two, they've scored six goals. So you can't really afford to ignore them scoring in this game this evening, can you? Also, when you look at it, I think Forest, who have been pretty decent away from home this season, lost at Brighton, fair enough, but then drawn at Bolton, won at QPR and won at Birmingham. I would edge towards Forest in this game, which sounds daft when Huddersfield have been playing the way they've been playing, but 19-10 Forest is actually quite big. And if Forest are going to win this, Forest and both teams to score at 9-2 looks good, because, of course, we think that Huddersfield, I mean, I do anyway, are going to concede. So... I mean, I would err towards Forest. I'm not desperate to back them, but I would err towards them because of the teams they've beaten. They've been in QPR, they've lost narrowly at Brighton, fair enough, and they've won at Birmingham. And how few teams have won at Birmingham recently under Gary Rowett? Very, very few indeed. So 19-10, I would maybe edge towards Forest. Both teams to score 4-6, really like that. And Alex, would you like a goal scorer bet?
Go on then, hit me.
Because there's a man in this market who's 5-2. And he's a man who's been in very, very, very good form of late. In fact, he scored three goals in two games. Emir Hughes is that man's name. Mm. Now, Emir Hughes is an intriguing character, because when he was coming through, a lot of people were talking about this lad as being possibly a potential long-term genius, if you will. Hasn't quite worked out for him in the way that he would have liked. You know, went to Wigan, didn't quite work for him there. But he is a talented player, and maybe he's starting to find what a lot of people thought he may have. I think he came through at Man City, didn't he, if memory serves. So if he's starting to find a bit of form, that's great. But generally speaking, 3 goals in 2 games, including a brace last time against against Bolton for Huddersfield, he's got to be a player at 5-2, hasn't he? I think anyone in the market who scored 3 goals in 2 games should be a player in the next one at 5-2 any time. So he's well worth a look. On the other side of things for Forest, well, obviously you've had a few people chipping in of late, and I always like to be honest with you, look towards the likes of Henry Lansbury at 5-2 as well, a very, very good player. Oliveira's got himself off and running the other day. He's 17-10 any time. But I think that Emir Hughes bet at 5-2 is very good. Like I say, because of the teams they've been to and beaten away from home, Forest would be the side I'd rather err with. And when you look at Huddersfield's wins, I mean, against a Charlton side that we were, I remember that day, we were all over Charlton. We were wrong, but we were all over Charlton. But they seem to be going through a little mini funk at the moment. And they've beaten Bolton, who are, I think, in real trouble generally at the moment. So as much as those are 6 points that Huddersfield maybe had to take, and as much as you've got to give them credit for taking those points, I think Forest, and certainly the way they've been playing away from home, I think is a slightly different kettle of fish. And therefore, for me, I think, while I don't have a really strong opinion on the outright, I'd err towards Forest.
Okay. Right, fair enough. The Friday night kickoff is Fulham against QPR at 7:45. And it should be a really good game, this. Intriguing, if nothing else. Fulham, who don't seem to really know what to do so far. Every time you think, I trust them enough now, I can back them, they slip up. They won at Rotherham, then they beat Blackburn at home, and then they lost at Sheffield Wednesday. That's the last 3 games. And coming up against a QPR side who haven't done a great deal wrong, if we're being honest. Yes, they lost at home to Forest a few starts back, but there were certain extenuating circumstances, shall we say, in that game. But then creditable draws at home to Blackburn and away at Hull mean that they're still in the promotion mix. They're on 12 points, and they could do with a win here just to keep them back on track, if you like, here, Pete. The prices look like this. Fulham are 8-5, the draw is 12-5, and QPR are 13-8. The traders can't seem to decide here. Can you?
There are other bets I'd get to before I got to the outright. Other bets I think are better. Firstly, both teams to score. It's landed in all of Fulham games barring 2 this season in the league, and the same for QPR. 8-13, both teams to score. It's not the greatest price in the world, but I think with that kind of form, you know, a total of, 14 games played, and if you add it all together, it's landed in 10 of those 14. 8-13 is probably a fair price, and I think it's probably a good one for any both teams to score coupons people are throwing together, if you will, this weekend. The overs as well is worth a play. I think it's hard to argue at 8-11 that that's not value, because, again, you look at QPR's games, it's landed in 3 of the last 5, the 1-0 win over Huddersfield and the 1-0 draw against Hull. It didn't land, and obviously, but 2 of the 3 at home for Fulham, 3 of the 4 away for Fulham. So the over 2.5 is just all over the place at the moment. So the goals markets are certainly first and foremost where you'd look. But in terms of a winner here, you do have to, I think, bear in mind that of the 3 home games so far, the only team that's beaten Fulham is Brighton at home, which is fair enough. But they have drawn with Huddersfield and had to get back into that game. And they did have to hang on somewhat against Blackburn to take the 3 points a couple of weeks back. So how do you trust Fulham to win the game? Whereas QPR away from home, they've lost at Charlton opening day, which isn't good. They've won at Wolves and Huddersfield. And they've had, you know, so Huddersfield, okay, you can't say too brilliant a win, but whatever. The win at Wolves, who are struggling, but it's still a hard place to go, Molyneux, is a good win. And they've drawn at Hull, which is fair enough and a decent result. So I thought, when I sat down to look at this, I thought, if QPR are a decent price, then I'd like to look at them. And I think they are a decent price at 13-8. I think you've put it perfectly in that Fulham, I thought, would have a great season so far. And I think they're still capable of a great season. But you're right, they don't. If you ask me about an identity of how Fulham play,
they're different from week to week, aren't they? And it's
It's very, very hard to nail them down as a side. Whereas QPR, I think, have started, I'd say, averagely. I think that's probably fair. 9th in the league, you know, only, you know, on the same points as Reading here in the playoffs. But they start averagely, but I think can step up. And I think we've seen evidence that at times, like that win at Wolves, we've seen that they can step up. I don't know that we've seen that from Fulham just yet. Austin to score and QPR to win is a headline offer. A lot of people will like that, and I can understand entirely why. And finally, Alex, I like the QPR and both teams to score, because if I think QPR are going to win the game, and I've just given you lots of stats and lots of opinions saying I think both teams will score in this game, then I'm clearly going to like the QPR and both teams to score, aren't I, at 18-5.
Okay. Would that be the pick then?
I think that would be the best pick of the lot, yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Right, we'll move to the Saturday lunchtime game, which is MK Dons against Derby. MK Dons are 11-4, the draw is 13-5, and Derby are in the betting at 10-11. Derby, who have picked up a little bit, they still do like a draw every now and again. That was shown in the drab 0-0 against Burnley the other night. But coming up against... It's just... MK Dons, I just find it hard to get excited about by them. They don't seem to score many goals. I know they start the season well, but you look at the last four. 2-0 loss at home to Birmingham, 2-0 loss away to Middlesbrough, 2-1 loss at Burnley, and 2-1 loss at home to Leeds. Now, they're four fairly difficult games by Championship standards. But still, they're now in a bit of a rut, and they got absolutely tonked in midweek by Southampton.
Could have been anything.
They're coming here really low on confidence. So initially, I looked at this and thought, it's a bit short on Derby, odds on, but you can see why, can't you?
You can see where the traders are priced like this, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you saw that. I mean, Sammy Carruthers is an important player for MK Dons, I think. It's underplayed how important he could be to that side. He obviously got sent off against Leeds, didn't he? And from my one view of the challenge, it looked like he deserved it. If he didn't, then let me know. But from that one sort of vision I got of that foul, he deserved to go off in that game. They obviously started the season, as you said, quite well, but it's gone downhill for them, and they got that honestly could have been anything. Southampton could have made that 8-9, they could have made that whatever they needed to make it, and there is a real lack of confidence. You're absolutely right in the MK Dons camp right now. Last point they took was, of course, 22nd of August against Reading in the 0-0 draw. Lost to Birmingham, lost to Borough, lost to Burnley, lost to Leeds. So as you say, those are results that you can't massively go, oh, well, they should have been winning all of those. But still, you get that kind of run, and it can hurt you, especially when at the end of that run is a team hitting you for six, whether they're a Premier League team or not. That's still going to hurt you. But anyone who watched any of that, did you watch any of that Derby-Burnley game?
No, but from social media, I gather that it was not worth watching, shall we say.
No, it wasn't a great game to watch. It was a great game to bet on in play, by the way, because we just kept playing the 5-minute markets for nothing to happen. And there were odds against until like the 70th minute. And I must have made more money on that one game just in play than I probably did from getting paid for the shift. But it was horrible. So you've got to say to yourself, right, MK Dons, devoid of form, devoid of confidence, devoid actually of goals as well on the whole, because I know they scored against Leeds and Burnley, but you know, before that they'd gone three in a row without scoring. They don't look massively convincing. I know that Simon Church might, you know, as he grows into that role and grows into that side, might start to bag more for them, but there's just something not there. But then if you watch that Derby Burnley game, is 10-11 really the play?
Maybe not.
No. So then I thought, well, hang on. Let's look at MK Dons' last few games, because they've lost the race to two in all competitions in all of their last five games. And I thought, well, that's the way to do it then, isn't it? To play Derby race to two. But that's something that Derby have only done once this season. And I don't just mean win the race to two. I mean score twice in a match, which was at Preston. So I thought, oh, God, well, can I play the 11-8 for Derby race to two? What I've gone for in the end is the Derby race to two, because I just think that Derby, with the players they've got, the likes of Russell, the likes of I almost said Charlie Austin there, of Chris Martin, with the likes of those guys, I think they have got goals in them. And you've got to give some, whether it's credit or you've got to give some credence to the way that Burnley played in terms of how that Derby game against them ended, because Burnley went there and were very tight and were very clever defensively and were decent in that respect. But I am going to put my neck out a little bit here, because I understand that Derby only scored twice in a game once this season. But that was at another promoted side who haven't looked brilliant on the whole, Preston. So maybe you can make a correlation there, and I think you can take the leap on the race to two for Derby at 11-8. Will they win the game if they score twice? I think probably, and therefore you can play the 10-11. It's a tricky game, that one, because as much as on paper you would just go Derby, give me Derby, look at the forms, look at the teams on paper. Right, Derby please, thank you, let's go. What we've seen from Derby so far, not just against Burnley, but generally this season, maybe you can't take a massive leap on the 10-11, but I think it will probably land.
Yeah, Okay, so just siding with, well, not just siding with Derby. We think Derby will win, but maybe not the best price that you'll see across the Championship all weekend. The Sunday game is coming up at 1:15, and it's Borough against Leeds. Middlesbrough are 1-2. The draw 16-5, and Middlesbrough, or Leeds even, sorry, in the betting at 11-2. Middlesbrough flying high at the minute, Pete. On the crest of a wave, they've won four in a row in the league, and they won against Wolves in midweek in the Cup. Leeds, another side who are having a bit of an identity crisis. Again, they don't really know which sort of side they are. Some weeks they look really good and others they will labour. They're coming off the back of a win against the MK Dons, which is good. Middlesbrough here deserve to be favourites without question, Pete, deserve to be short favourites, but I thought 1-2 was perhaps a little skinny, although at the minute they are conquering all that come before them.
You've got to be, I think, a brave person to play the 1-2. Because you're right, they've looked good, they've been scoring a hatful of goals, Borough, and looking really strong going forward. I don't know, I've never really had this conversation with you, Alex. What kind of credence do you put in head-to-heads?
More than most people, right, to be honest. I'm a big... You have bogey teams, don't you? It happens. And particularly if they've been playing recently. Middlesbrough and Leeds have been in the same league now for quite a few years. You get... I know teams change and evolve, but they are similar every time that they come up against each other. So, yeah, I place quite a lot of emphasis on that. If I was to back Middlesbrough at 1-2, I'd need their head-to-head against Leeds to be fairly strong for me to back up my bet, if you like.
And it's not even close.
No.
Leeds have a real thing over Borough at the moment. They went to the Riverside and won 1-0 back in February. Scored a very early goal from a mistake. I think it was Moa. And basically, Borough battered them in the game after that, but lost 1-0. They went there first couple of weeks of last season. They lost 1-0. They had a goal wrongly disallowed, Middlesbrough, excuse me, but Leeds won the game. Before that, it was 0-0. Before that, Leeds won 2-1. Before that, Borough won 1-0, but scored and then had a player sent off, the same player, Curtis Main, in the last 6-7 minutes of the game, if I remember rightly. Before that, Leeds won. Before that, Leeds won. Borough have won one tie between these two since 2011. And in fact, you know, they've only won one tie going back years and years, that they really have a problem with Leeds United. It could be the proximity. I mean, as you and I know, it's, what, 68 miles, I think it is, between the two?
Yes, but...
Which is very specific. No, but I have done the drive a lot, so I know it.
It's as near as Middlesbrough will get to a derby.
At the moment, well, in this league, yes,
it's
a derby.
Yeah,
in this league, it's a derby. Yeah. Obviously, Newcastle, Sunderland, Pools, obviously.
Yeah.
If Darlington can somehow charge through seven or eight leagues, they'll be another one. But the point is that I'm not a big head-to-head player. Those who listen to him play radio a lot will know I don't really like them because of the many of the reasons that you say. Managers change, players change. But proximity doesn't. You know, Middlesbrough haven't moved 95 miles further north. Proximity doesn't change. And in derbies or games that, you know, are proxy derbies, if you will, I do look at them. And I look at the fact that Leeds here are 11-2, despite having the time of their lives result-wise against Borough over the last couple of years. Now, you've got Borough at 1-2. You've got Leeds plus two goals, which is win, draw, or lose by one, at 1-2. And I'd rather have the Leeds plus two, without question.
Mm.
Without question. Also, you've got to look at the unders goals here. So since 2010, these two have met a lot. There's only been three overs games in that period. And that's not a lot. 19-20 under 2.5 goals. Now, there are players in good goal-scoring form. It seems to me that Chris Wood has finally started to find his feet. He's 13-5 anytime. Moat scored against them last time, 17-5. And if you had to play one goal scorer, I'd probably argue that Albert Adoma would be the play for Middlesbrough. He's 8-5 any time. He's the man who had the goal disallowed against Leeds at Elland Road last season.
Yeah.
But also, he has been in really, really good goal scoring form. I mean, there's not really much argument. He, obviously, against Wolves in the Cup in the week, he bagged a brace. Didn't score against Forest, although a pick at 5-1, Daniel Ayala did. I didn't realise he'd had a baby that week as well, which... I mean, what was I doing? Mug better galore, that one. Why'd I choose Cardiff Racer 2? But anyway, but Adoma scored against Brentford. There was problems. There was transfer request early season. That maybe has settled down a little bit. He's 8-5 any time. He's looking very, very sharp indeed and looking very, very good indeed. So you could look at that. Leeds have obviously signed Will Buckley on loan with a view to a purchase from Sunderland. But for me, you have to, at the moment, because of the way that recent ties have gone, I think you have to be pro-Leeds. And I'm not a massive head-to-head better, but there is something going on at the moment that means Borough just have a real problem with Leeds United. 4-1 draw, no bet, would be arguably the best value to likelihood ratio, and you, of course, getting the insurance of the draw as well.
Okay, fair enough. But I think Middlesbrough, you can almost let them win at 1-2, can't you?
I think
if you're having an acca,
yeah.
It's one that you'll just throw in as a kind of, we'll put that with a few 10-11 shots, but... Although I think they're the most likely winners, I wouldn't be lumping on them.
In terms of quality and form, they are, yeah. Mm. But in terms of what's gone on between these two teams of late, they ain't.
OK. We'll move to the 3 o'clock kickoffs on Saturday then. Birmingham-Rotherham, the first one that we'll look at. Birmingham are 21-20. The draw is 13-5. And Rotherham are 12-5. Rotherham, who... Well, this podcast has turned into an anti-Rotherham podcast, really. But they did win last week. They're still bottom, but only just. In fact, by the looks of things, only on... alphabetical order, which is a little unfortunate. They did beat Cardiff, which is... well, it was needed for them, wasn't it? Because they have been poor so far. But Birmingham, they've let us down a little bit in recent weeks. That loss at home to Nottingham Forest a couple of weekends back did hurt. It certainly hurt my wallet, anyway. But they are very good at home, normally. The fact they're odds against here, Pete, was... massively tempting for me. What about you?
Yes, massively tempting. The one thing that maybe also against Birmingham, they've obviously had that really toughly fought, contested match against Villa in the week, which you maybe have to bear in mind. You know, the local derby, this may feel a little bit after the Lord Mayor's show for some of those Birmingham players.
Bit of a come down,
yeah, after playing Premier League opposition in a massive derby, one of the biggest derbies in England, arguably. That's got to maybe take a little bit out of them. So do bear that in mind, but I would be playing them to win this game. Rotherham beat Cardiff, but Cardiff were down to 10 men for, 60 minutes of the game, when Marshall got sent off for being a bit silly. And also, of course, don't forget, and, you know, fair play to Rotherham because they won the game, so congratulations to them, genuinely. I don't hate Rotherham or anything, it's just that bet-wise, at the moment, the argument's often against them. It did take a 90th-minute own goal for them to win that game. So a 90th-minute own goal to win a game when you haven't won any other games that season is not going to make me want to back you the next week against one of the league's best home sides.
Mm.
You know, and don't forget, I mean, Birmingham, like you say, have let us down a bit, but their last championship game was away at Ipswich, which is a hard place to go, and they picked up a point.
Yeah.
You know, so as the main negative about backing Birmingham odds against in this game, for me, is how much has that Villa match taken out of them? You know, mentally, maybe less so physically, but more mentally, how much is that taken out of them? On the other side of it, though, can I back Rotherham away from home?
No.
No. I can't back Rotherham
away. Not at 12-5. Maybe if they were pushing, you know, 5-1.
Or Leeds price, for example.
Like Middlesbrough Leeds, then you'd kind of go, okay, possibly I could just have a look. I was amazed that Birmingham were 21-20 here. If Birmingham were 4-6, maybe even shorter than that, I wouldn't have batted an eyelid. I'm amazed that they're odds against.
Under Steve Evans in the Championship, Rotherham have won 3 away games. I mean, this is a team who've won 3 away games under their manager, playing against a man who, yes, has just had a tough game in the week, yes, has just had their home form hit a little bit by that Forest result, but ultimately, Birmingham at 21-20, I don't think there is an argument against them.
No.
Really, as in a proper argument against them. It's more hypothesis in terms of what's that game of the week taken out of them. If it's taken out of them, we'll find out in the results. We'll have mentioned it, we'll have got it wrong. So we'll hold our hands up. But for me, with Rotherham's away form under Steve Evans in the Championship, with the way they won the game against Cardiff, again, fair enough, well done. But in the way that they won it, a 12-5 poke they ain't for me.
Okay. Right, fair enough. We'll move on to Brentford against Sheffield Wednesday. Brentford are in the betting at 7-5. The draw is 5-2. Sheffield Wednesday are 9-5. Would appear, Pete, to be two sides that will be firmly ensconced in mid-table throughout the season, you would think. It's priced up like that as well. Sheffield Wednesday coming here, of course, off the back of the win at St James's Park in the Cup in midweek, but they did make a whole host of changes for that game, so almost two different sides. Looks a tricky one to call, this one, Pete. Stop sniggering.
It's just a manner. It just shows how what's happening at Newcastle at the moment, doesn't it? The Sheffield Wednesday make loads of signings, loads of changes, and still win.
Mm. I don't want to talk about it, so let's move on. Thanks.
Okay, sorry. So far this season, when Wednesday have been to good sides, Ipswich and Burnley, they've lost. When they've been to okay to average sides or poor sides, Leeds and Bolton, they've drawn away from home so far. Brentford have had Ipswich go there, and of course they had to come from behind in that game, but showed good mentality to do so. They obviously had that game against Reading, which they were poor in, and beat Preston the last time out at home. This was a game that I felt Brentford were really good value in. Actually, I know that, like you say, Carlos Carvajal made a lot of changes for that game in the week, but I think Brentford are the play because a couple of things. I think Sheffield Wednesday are gettable from set pieces, and we know that Brentford, just like Midtjylland, because that's how the, I don't want to call it the money ball system, but that's how the system employed works. There's a lot of focus on set pieces, isn't there? And I think they're good from them. So I think Sheffield Wednesday aren't. Defensively from them at the moment, I'm not entirely sure that Wednesday are brilliant from set pieces in terms of defending them. Secondly, beating a Premier League side like that, again, can give you huge confidence as a club, but it can also, of course, again, feel like after the Lord Mayor's show. Now, you might sit at home or wherever you're listening to this and go, well, you've just said that Birmingham have just played Premier League teams and all of a sudden they're back because you don't think it'll have made an effect or whatever, whereas you think it'll have had an effect on Sheffield Wednesday. Well, yeah, different results. Different games, different, you know, Birmingham can completely turn their mind away from the Championship now.
Crucially as well, different opposition this week. You know, if you're coming up against a side at the bottom of the league compared to coming up against a side who you're expecting to challenge throughout the season, very, very different.
And of course also, sometimes, I mean, we maybe should have mentioned this with Middlesbrough, who've got Manchester United, sometimes drawing another huge club can draw the attention of the players very naturally, not criticism, but very naturally the players can be looking and going, hang on, we've got Arsenal in like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is, you know, so that can draw your attention as well in a negative way, not that the player's doing anything wrong as such because it's natural, but in a negative way that can draw the attention. But also look at the games that these two have been playing away from home and at home. So far Wednesday've had a 3-1, you know, against Borough, a 3-1 against Burnley, a 3-2 against Fulham in the last five games, and it's landed in, you know, if you're looking at overs, it's landed, you know, 2-1, 1-all, 3-0, 0-0. You look at Brentford at home, 2-1, 3-1, 2-all. The over 2.5 is 10-11, which I think is an incredible bit of value, truth be told. But I've had a little nibble on the over 3.5 at 9-4 as well. I mean, loads of those results that I just mentioned to you there were full to the brim of goals, weren't they? And Brentford's games so far, we've had three games, we've had four goals and three goals. It is, to me, a very, very decent looking bet. Ultimately, I am going with Brentford, though. I think maybe Sheffield Wednesday's minds might be a little bit everywhere, and I think 7-5 for a side who I think have got the strength to hit Sheffield Wednesday's weaknesses is very nice indeed.
Okay, the final game that we're going to look at is Bolton against Brighton. Bolton in the betting at 11-5. The draw also 11-5, and Brighton are 13-10. Bolton have been pretty poor so far this season, has to be said, against the Brighton side, who are top of the league and remain unbeaten. They've been very, very good so far, coming off the back of a draw at Wolves, but that's okay. Wolves are a decent side. They haven't really showed it much so far, which brings us back to Bolton. I actually napped Wolves a couple of weekends ago. When Bolton won at home to Wolves. That's Bolton's sole win this season. It would just make me temper a little bit of enthusiasm if I was going to have a decent bet on Brighton here, because the 13-10 will appeal. That lives in the memory, that win against Wolves, for me personally. But Brighton, on what we've seen so far, odds against, they're not the worst price you'll ever see, Pete.
No. I think as a punter, you're absolutely right. You know, we do carry the scars of teams you've let us down, don't we? But ultimately, mate, I think Brighton at 13-10 are a great price. Mm. Bolton have scored four goals this season in the league. I mean, can you back that?
And Brighton are notoriously hard to break down this season.
Absolutely.
Well.
I mean,
they've only let five in.
It's just Chris Hughton, isn't it? I mean, that's just the way he goes about it. Yeah. I mean, put it this way. Tomer Hemed, the Israeli striker, has scored more goals than Bolton have. He's got five this season in the league. Anytime he's 7-5, you know.
Robert Lewandowski scored more goals in 9 minutes than Bolton have this season.
Yes, correct. Yeah, yeah, correct. and having come on as a sub as well. But yeah, I mean, imagine if you had Super Sub.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who he replaced. Was it Goetzer or someone he replaced?
No, he didn't. Ooh, you've got me there. Can't think. I remember seeing it, but I can't remember who it was. No. If you back to Super Sub with William Hill, you are...
Oh, no, I'm not going to land me. We'll just use Goethe as an example. Oh, I'm not going to land me hat-trick Goethe bet. Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
7-5 Tomer Hemed, I think, is a great anytime bet. But, I mean, I don't think this game needs, for those who watch the championship or are involved in it regularly, I don't think it really needs that much explanation, does it? Bolton are just, they're really struggling. They're really, really struggling. Admittedly, they've only lost, you know, if you look at it, they've lost only three games so far this season. So it's actually not catastrophic in terms of the games they're losing. But with the way that Brighton have been scoring, I know they drew 0-0 last time against Wolves, but two against Rotherham, three against Ipswich, you know, be disappointed with the way they played against Walsall. But with the goals they've got in them and the strength of the back, I mean, Bolton are going to struggle at the moment to score against anyone, let alone a team who are superb at the back like Brighton. So, ultimately, do I think Brighton can score in this game? Absolutely. Do I think Bolton can score? I don't think the evidence is there. Mm. And I also don't think the evidence is there when you mix it with one of Brighton's main strengths, which is the back line and the organisation that Chris Hughton's put in there. So, for me, the traders are flirting with you in this game. I think the traders know exactly what they're doing here. They're going, well, Bolton have been drawing a lot of games, and, yeah, you know, they could spring a surprise here. A bit like you were saying, they did the other week. We'll put Brighton in at odds against. I will be stunned if Brighton go off at Saturday at 2.59 at odds against.
Okay.
I think they will get into 10 to 11. I really do. I think punters are going to go, right, Brighton, come with me. I think they're going to have that. So 13 to 10 for me for Brighton is brilliant. I like the Tomer Hemed goal in the match, and I actually quite like Tomer Hemed to score and Brighton to win at 13 to 5. But, I mean, for me, I think you could even maybe play Brighton minus a goal at 100 to 30. I do think, I just as a punter, you can't back Bolton scoring goals, let alone against one of the league's best defences.
Okay, simple. So firmly in the Brighton camp in that one. Right, we'll move to Naps. We could do with some winners here. We've just been off the boil a little bit in recent
weeks. Two failures in a row for me, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I blame David Marshall this week.
Okay. Should we have that every week? Who are we blaming this week?
Nap villain of the week. This week, Cardiff player David Marshall for reacting stupidly.
Well, let's hope that we're not going to have any villains this week. What's your Nap going to be, Pete?
Well, I mean, I flirted with an awful lot of them here. I really liked the Leeds draw no bet at fours when you consider how well they've done against Borough. But then I thought, as a Nap, is that really the play with Borough's form? I thought it's a good bet, but maybe not as a Nap. And then I thought, well, could I even do like a double as a Nap, maybe? But that's not really kind of how it works, is it? Because the double of Brighton and Birmingham is 3.7 to 1, which I think is pretty good, truth be told. However, I then looked at both of them and thought, right, it's one of these two. Birmingham against Rotherham side have just got their first league win of the season, having played in the week, or Brighton, who, you know, are just looking brilliant and who haven't played in the week against a side who aren't scoring goals. I had to go with Brighton. Plus, it's the better price, the bigger price. So, at the time of recording, 13 to 10, Brighton is my William Hill League Podcast Nap of the Week.
Lovely.
I even did like a little weird thing there for that. I might do that every week.
That was nice. I like it.
With the 72.co.uk.
I might get a jingle for you. That'd be nice. I toyed with Birmingham this week, but in the end I've gone slightly bold in League One. I've gone for Wigan and both teams to score away at Oldham at 15 to 4. Much bigger price. And I fancied taking a bit of a flyer this week, going for a bit of a juicier price. But I agree that Birmingham, you know, you toyed with it. I did too. They look a really good bet. I just thought I'd go for a bit more value. So you'll hear thoughts on the League One and Two games with Jason Lewis in the other podcast that we do with the 72.co.uk. You'll see that on the playlist. I'm recording that with him this afternoon, Thursday afternoon. That is to you. So we'll see what he fancies there. We'll round up the three Naps there and see what they make as a treble. But so far, from our side of things, Brighton 13 to 10 in the Championship, and in League One, I'll go with Wigan and both teams to score away at Oldham, who of course are now managed by David Dunn, who got the job there the other week. But hopefully, not a uh, a revival as of yet from Oldham.
But I mean, Wigan. I've seen Wigan with my own eyes. I saw Wigan in the game where they were 2-0 down with 9 minutes to go, and they won 3-2. Going forward, in the likes of Huula and Craig Davies, who's brilliant at this level. I mean, they've got goals. They've got a lot of goals, but I've seen them at the back as well.
Yeah, they're good value to let a few in as well.
And they are gettable, so that's a good bet.
Yeah. Right, pleasure talking to you, Pete, once again. We'll be back next week with more action. Enjoy all the stuff and all the televised stuff as well. It's a good week for the Championship, certainly on TV. So best luck with your bets, and we'll catch up with you next week.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.